Hi, this is Kathleen.
And this is Eric.
And this is episode 88 of ThriftyCast. We're going to talk about getting the most out of the thrift store for beginners.
Yep.
And hopefully those of you who are not beginners will get some ideas too, and maybe share some ideas with us that we don't cover.
And as we talk about things as though things are perfectly normal, I'm looking at your casted foot right now.
Yeah. Things are not normal.
Things are not normal. First of all, kudos for getting a cast on your right foot in stylish black.
They gave me many color options. Mm-hmm. They were like, do you want pink or orange or blue or lime? I was just like, no, no, no. And the nurse said, I think we have black. It's like, yes, black. Because you know how filthy this would be if it was pink?
Right.
Or plus, that would be a lot to deal with.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. When you see people with casts, I mean, back in the day, they were just white.
Yeah, they were also plastery. And I mean, this is a little different.
Yeah.
I fractured my foot by slipping / tripping over on around my dog. It'll be 2 weeks on Monday. Oh, that doesn't mean anything to you. Mm-hmm. It's almost 2 weeks. Yeah. I got the cast on a few days later. It has to be on 6 to 8 weeks. It is a huge drag. Mm-hmm. So I am still at my mother's house. Eric was nice enough to come visit and take me out today. We did some thrifting. It's been a long time.
I mean, you talk about it like it's some sort of like, I'm doing a courtesy or this is a hardship. Like, we're like surrounded by natural beauty. It's a pretty easy place to be.
I mean, I hope he's also enjoying himself, but
of course.
He did have to lift my little knee scooter in and out of the car numerous times and give me a little tutorial on using my crutches better, which was very good. So I'm very appreciative.
I mean, it's hard because like when I fractured my ankle, mm-hmm. I was 12, 13. It is so much easier to learn crutches, to figure stuff out when you are young and, you know, energetic.
Yeah, I feel like you can also just jump higher when you're younger. Mm-hmm. And even just like jumping up mm-hmm. one step. Mm-hmm. When I'm trying to go up, like, that's just too much. I just don't think I can do it I'm very afraid to do that and fall short and fall.
Well, even so, at the best of times, it's that thing where the tip of your toes hits the step as you're stepping up.
Yes.
And all that stuff's complicated with the cast. So, but anyway, you're less mobile.
Yeah,
and we still hit 3 thrift stores
today. We did.
That is dedication.
And I had been thrifting like almost every day.
Oh, prior to
before this happened.
Yeah.
So this has really slowed me down, which was probably good because my car was full.
And giving the thrift stores a little time to recharge.
Yeah. I missed them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Missed him a lot.
Yeah. Which would actually be a good segue into the topic
of
letting thrift stores refresh.
Yes.
That is something we may talk about in a minute. But then I feel like we should probably go to like finds of the week or whatever.
We should. Yeah. We should do that. Yeah. You go first.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm still not sure.
Oh, there's a... it was this week. This is impressive. I went to a thrift store, like an independently owned little thrift store in a town just north of me. Tiny, tiny little town. And I'd gone to this thrift store before and really didn't like it. I didn't think the stuff they had was interesting. I thought they had a couple things that I found to be overpriced. I didn't get a good haul. I wasn't excited by it. So I kind of said, I really don't need to go there again. I just happened to be driving by it, though, right? And it happened to be open. And this is one of those thrift stores, doesn't keep a lot of hours. So I went in, and as soon as I walked through their front doors, I saw my friend of the week. Just to build a little dramatic tension, though, I'm going to talk about the setup of this place. Apparently, it at some point was a grade school, but it's like one of those 1950s style grade schools where it has the, like, you know, those a lot of kind of horizontal surfaces and wide windows. So each room, each quote unquote classroom is like, oh, men's wear, ladies' wear, kitchen stuff, tchotchkes. And then they have furniture sort of spread out in the hallways, which makes it feel like a tornado shelter.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And they also have racks of coats and stuff along the school hallways.
Oh.
So it, in some ways, it gives a little bit of a post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yeah.
It felt really promising the first time. And I walk around and I look around and I'm like, I don't like anything.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's really jumping out at me. But anyway, so as soon as I walk in the front door, in the hallway, hanging off of one of these classroom doors are two latch hook projects from the 70s, both of which are owls. They're probably a good, I would say about, I don't know, 12 to 15 inches wide and probably about a yard long. One is a picture of three owls. For some reason, they're sitting near daisies. I don't really see them. I mean, they're both very 70s. I don't know, other than that, what ties them together. The other is a more, like, I would say wise owl. It has a more wise owl vibe, but they're both very 70s. They're in brighter colors than I would expect. I would expect a lot of, you know, orange, avocado.
Browns, rusts.
Browns. Yeah. I would expect that, but they're actually in sort of brighter colors. So fell in love with those immediately. I think, you know, trying to do a little bit of a boho thing down in our family room downstairs, have a little macrame, got some hooks to hang plants, you know, that kind of thing. So it'll probably end up there. So anyway, so that's my very long-winded find of the week.
They're awesome. I saw pictures.
I love them.
Yeah, they're really good. You'll have to post some pictures.
Oh, yeah. I have them on my phone.
Good idea.
As we're recording, I can pop
this is also reminding me that I never posted a picture of my last find of the week, day, month, whatever. So we'll have to do that after this.
Well, and after you've done your find of the week, I have to post a retraction from last time.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish I could remember what your find was, but I'm curious. This is going to be very exciting. So like we just said, I really haven't been out much. Today was my only thrifting trip of the week. I got some good stuff today. I'm not really sure what kind of rises to like the level of best find of the day. I guess... I feel like I should have given this a lot more thought, but I was trying to listen to Eric, really listen and think about my find of the week. I got a bag of cocktail umbrellas, like a really big bag of those at the first thrift store, and I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I'm going to try to do something.
My turn.
No, not Mai Tais. Like a craft of some sort.
Oh, Mai Tais can be pretty crafty.
They can be crafty. Either that or I got this like really tiny little pitcher in mauve, which Eric hates. It's his least favorite color, I think, of all time.
The pitcher, I think, is cute.
It is really cute.
I just don't like the color mauve.
I mean, it is tiny. At the Goodwill.
Yeah.
So I think that might be like my favorite. But I did. I got a lot of stuff I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing just like blew my mind as far as sort of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I got, you know what? I got an ornament I really liked at the last store. Mm-hmm. I bought a box of glass balls because one of them was really unique and different. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, and I'm taking all that back, sorry. And I'm going with that. And that's what I'm going to take a picture of and post.
Sounds good.
So retract last week. what was it? Not last week.
Yeah, well, when we recorded last time, my find of the week was an ice bucket. And I was saying, like, I don't know, I think it's 50s. Got it home. How I didn't look at the bottom, I don't know. No, it was from the 2009 Target summer collection.
Oops, that's yeah, right. You told me.
I got duped. And it's not that I'm particularly hard to dupe. Like, I don't want to sound like I have a big ego. But normally, I'm pretty good at spotting stuff. And like I said, this was just felt sort of mid-century to me. No, it was Target 2009. Kudos to Target. I really like a lot of Target.
It's a good look.
So, you know, even though it's not vintage, I it's not really a retraction. I'm still holding on to it as my find of the week. I just didn't want people to be like, not that anybody would care or think about it. I feel like I lied. I feel like I had an ethical breach that I needed
well,
to repair.
Well, you shared information to the best of your knowledge at the time.
Yeah.
But you still like the item, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I like that is repro. It doesn't sure. bother me that it's reproduction. I just like, no, I wouldn't want somebody to pass it off as vintage mm-hmm. and charge a vintage price for it.
Right.
And the thrift store didn't do that. They weren't saying any, they were just mm-hmm. selling an ice bucket.
Yep.
So, I mean, that to me would be the issue about it. Yep. If somebody was trying to get top dollar and
oh sure
it's an ice bucket
yeah or advertise something as you know mid-century
yes
or whatever.
Yeah that as would, opposed to yeah. 2009 from Target
yeah so that's my retraction my okay. conscience is clear we can move on so the topic
yeah
I don't know what if a perfect stranger walked up to you mm-hmm. or you know an acquaintance whatever walked up and said you know I know that you're really into thrifting. It's something I've been curious about. It's something I would like to try. What would you tell them?
Well, first thing I would say is sit down because I'm going to talk for a long time.
That's fair.
And they're probably going to regret it
yeah.
asking me. I mean, I guess I would start with maybe a question about like what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they want out yeah. of it, because I think what somebody wants out of it mm-hmm. would send me in different directions.
Yep.
If somebody said, I am looking for clothing, because we were just commenting in the car that there are very few clothing stores here. There's just not a lot of places to get new clothing in this area. Like, I need to build a work wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just lost weight, gained weight, whatever. Mm-hmm. I need stuff to fit me.
Yep.
Versus I'm going to do reselling on eBay.
Yep.
So anyway, I would want to know what somebody kind of wanted it for. Or if mm-hmm. somebody was just like, you know, I've heard it's kind of a cool, fun thing to do. I'm just looking for stuff for a new place. And
I'm anyway. Redecorating my
yeah.
kitchen.
Yeah. That would be my first question. And then I think based on that, I would give some suggestions of places that I think they would do the best for what they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, there are some places that have great clothes that are really organized
mm-hmm.
and like they're organized by size and it's really good quality, but the price is higher. So if you're looking for a work wardrobe, you're probably willing to pay a little bit more for that. If you're looking to outfit a new house and or a new place and you don't have a ton of money, but you just need utilitarian stuff, I'd have a different suggestion for that.
True.
So I would want to give people some guidance so they don't kind of go into a place that's really good for one thing or the other and are disappointed. If somebody was more along my lines, like, oh, I like old stuff and I just want to find cool things, that would be really easy because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And then I would have more nitty-gritty suggestions about how to look in the store.
Mm-hmm.
About looking like in different areas and kind of having a roving eye so that you really look through sections and consider all different areas and
yeah.
in places. So I don't know. That's what I would do. What about you?
You know, what I'll usually tell people, and, it, you know, it doesn't come up often that somebody never goes thrifting, but they'll be kind of into it
mm-hmm.
or, you know, have done it and liked it or whatever. And, you know, I don't know. I tend to be... sorry, I'm distracted by the dog drinking. Oh, we got new microphones. I don't know if you guys can hear. I don't know if it's really apparent we have new microphones. I'm sort of hoping it is. But I'm also overly optimistic about what the microphones are going to block out. There's always like animals running around. You know, getting back to the question though, yeah. I think that I would tell a person to, and I think I've said this before, but just be open-minded about what's at a thrift. Even if you're going because you want to work wardrobe, even if you're going because you're looking to refurnish an apartment, it's, or whatever, the thrift store is going to have what it's going to have. And there are amazing things at thrift stores, and there's a lot of crap, and you don't get to choose, right? Like, so, I mean, I think that's why I try to be the stuff I'm interested in. I try to be so thorough about checking everything out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of the reason I love it so much is you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I mean, you're right. If somebody's like, oh, I want a new wardrobe, there are certainly places I would direct them over mm-hmm. other places. Like, I would probably go Goodwill more than I would that other thrift store we went to today, which is small and
yeah.
small one, just because they have fewer clothes mm-hmm. by a lot.
Well, and Goodwill is organized by size, mm-hmm. and even the clothing itself is then really broken down,
yeah.
so somebody could not spend hours looking through
yeah.
racks of pants not organized by size or color or yeah. anything.
But I think I've said to people, like, no, you don't get... Like, the thrift store chooses what you get, sort of.
Well, I mean, you don't get to choose what's in the store, but mm-hmm. I think if you're really trying to not spend a ton of money, you don't necessarily want to just go in and like, oh, this is cool, I'll just buy this.
Right.
I do a lot of that.
Yes, of course.
And sometimes I end up regretting it because mm-hmm. I'll look at it and I'll say, this is really cool and I've had it for 3 years. I've done nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I want to resell it? Do I want to donate it? Do I want to sit on it longer and still not do anything with it? So I guess that's why I'd really want to know what somebody's looking to get out of the experience.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to send somebody, like, down a path of just buying stuff they're not going to use. A path that I trod often.
I was going to say, I'm like, ooh, boy, would I be a hypocrite then.
Yeah, and that's fine yeah. for me.
I mean,
I totally. End up enjoying it, and I look up a lot of the stuff I buy, and I try to find the history. And I mean, for me, that's all part of it.
Yeah.
But somebody else might be like, I only want to be practical, and I'm doing it for environmental reasons. I don't want to buy new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to contribute more to waste.
There was an ad that showed up on, I think it was on Facebook, for a company that will send you 5 t-shirts, like graphic t-shirts
mm-hmm.
that are used, like are,
mm-hmm.
you know, like t-shirts you would buy
yeah.
at a thrift store. The thing is, you know, they're sorting it by size. You don't get to choose. You get like 5 random t-shirts
mm-hmm.
and you can choose, like, they're white with a graphic, they're black mm-hmm. with a graphic, or they're multicolored with a graphic.
Yeah.
And they're in, you know, medium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, it's going to save the planet. And I want to say it was like, $20
uh-huh.
or something. I was like, well, you know, $4 a t-shirt, I guess
yeah.
that's not terrible. Anyway.
But just think of some of the terrible t-shirts you see at the thrift store.
There's so many that, like, you know, and there's a lot that are just neutral. Like, I'm fine with wearing somebody's high school sports team.
Yeah.
And I do, frankly. Like, I get,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of my t-shirts at thrifts. A lot, actually. Most I get at thrifts. But, you know, even with clothing, you know, some of my favorite shirts are thrifted.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but some of my favorite shirts are thrifted. But that was a process of every time I go in, I look at the rack. Not every, a lot mm-hmm. of the time when I go in, I'll look at the rack that has my size and I'll look through it. Oh, is there anything I like here? Most of the time, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
But then every once in a while, something will jump out. And again, it's sort of whatever the thrift is going to offer me.
Yeah.
And I can say yes or I can say no.
Mm-hmm. Well, the jeans I wore this morning were thrifted.
Mm-hmm.
The skirt I'm wearing right now is thrifted. I bought a hat today.
Mm-hmm.
A winter hat. That was the only piece of clothing I bought. I didn't look at clothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, literally nothing I wore today was thrifted.
Wow.
Yeah. And normally there's like
something. Yeah.
There's like a jacket or there's...
Yeah.
So yeah, that actually is unusual. But yeah, it's just, it's hard. Whenever, I think people get really discouraged, going back to this notion of beginners, mm-hmm. I think people get really discouraged if they think like, especially people who are like, I want to put together a Halloween costume. So I'm going to go to the thrift store. And, you know, thrift stores have gotten, especially like your Goodwills and your chain thrift stores have gotten really savvy and they'll put things out that are sort of friendly. But I think people sort of, people not in the know will kind of conceptualize thrift stores as like, oh, you can have something in mind and you just go to a thrift store and pick it up. If it's a, you can't even get, that's not even true for VHS copies of Jerry Maguire anymore. You can't kind of universally.
Probably what?
If part of your costume is getting a set of Twilight books, you might be okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
true.
Twilight books, even Chicken Soup for the Soul, sometimes I go out and they don't have them.
I can't believe that. I saw so many today.
Oh, every once in a while I'll go out, no Chicken Soup for anybody's soul.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of Chicken Soup.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. But again, there's so few things that you can depend on them being at the thrift store.
Yeah.
I mean, specific. Like, yes, mm-hmm. they will have clothing. But...
Yeah, I think that's a good point to sort of set someone's expectations. Mm-hmm. I know I've told the story before, but a long gone thrift store that we liked, I was there one morning and some guy came in and he's like, where are the Dickies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought he meant Dickies, but it was Dickies pants.
Yeah.
Like he wanted for work. And the woman was trying to explain to him, like, we're not a store.
We get what we get.
Go look at the men's pants. Yeah. I don't know what's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And he just did not get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think setting somebody up for the expectation, like there will be clothing, mm-hmm. finding something in your size, in a style you like, mm-hmm. and a condition you like, and a price you want to pay, that's a lot of factors that have to line up.
Mm-hmm. And you're really, at that point, you're talking about a threshold that does not get crossed very often.
Do you know? No, I mean, like, not for me.
Yeah.
And if you are a size that's difficult to find, mm-hmm. for example, I am a plus size woman. Uh-huh. You only like certain kinds of clothes. I mean, everybody's picky in some way about their clothing. You throw in some additional factors mm-hmm. and you just rule out 90% of the stuff in the store or 95%. It really depends. So, I think setting somebody up so they're not disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think also talking about, and I think I would probably run the risk of telling somebody like, oh yeah, I found all this great stuff in the thrifts, but I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I found great stuff. I've also gone to plenty of places mm-hmm. and found nothing.
Yeah, people will say like, oh, this thing that you have, I really like that. Where did you get it? And I'll be like, I got it at a thrift store, and I'll tell how much I paid for it.
Yeah, it was $4.99.
I will always, always say the price.
Yeah.
Which I'm just, it's how I'm wired.
Yeah.
And it's braggy. It's braggy.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower the number,
the better.
Yeah. And I may have lied. I may have actually lowballed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a true confession.
I know. Like, listen to, like, all the confessions I'm putting out there. But, but yeah, what they don't realize is like, oh, yeah, I got that at a thrift store 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go to a thrift store once a week and that, you know, that particular find that you like is,
mm-hmm.
You know, that you're commenting on is, you know, that's right up your alley. Well, you're not necessarily gonna,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you expect to find things right away, like, you're going to be disappointed. So what you mm-hmm. do, you know, you walk into the store and think, I wonder what's here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, a huge, as far as, like, tips for beginners. Like, figure out what your expectations are and throw them out in a lot of ways, or your hopes and sort of throw them out. I would also say, and you and I have talked about this before, but I think when you start thrifting and you notice that you're interested in something, to start running a very casual or maybe even actually written list of what you like. Like, oh, turns out I really like vintage barware, and that's what I'm looking for. Okay, well, vintage barware like 50s or vintage barware like 30s or 70s,
mm-hmm.
you know, because all those things are going to be really different, and what, you know, what kind of look are you going for? What really, you know, and, you know, kind of, if you're really into 70s barware, then make sure every time you go back to a thrift store, you're going to look in the barware area, keeping in mind, you know, what's on your wish list, understanding that it may take a very long time to get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that would be sort of a tip to, like, keep an ongoing wish list.
Mm-hmm.
A recent development for me, I think for both of us, is, like, I recently started, like, I will go through the entire store, and then I will go through the entire store again.
Yep.
I'll go through twice, because what I'm noticing is that always, without fail, something really good pops up that I didn't notice the first time.
Yes, I miss stuff. And also, I feel like most of the stores I've been going to here are always restocking while I'm there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think each store I was in today, one store, the Goodwill, just had like carts out mm-hmm. of new stock. They hadn't, I don't think they had enough people really to put it out, but they just had it sitting there. And obviously I'm going to check that out. But the other stores, when people are putting stuff out, I mean, you could miss something really good. And if you're already at the store. So yeah, I go back. Sometimes I go down an aisle 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Again, at the Goodwill, stuff was packed in so tightly
mm-hmm.
in like the tchotchke, knickknack kind of aisle.
Yeah.
And you're really weeding through a lot of junk.
Yeah.
But stuff was just, between the two of us, we both missed stuff that mm-hmm. the other one found.
Yeah.
That's another thing. There are some huge advantages to thrifting with another person. There can also be some challenges if you both like the same stuff. But I think the benefits outweigh the mm-hmm. limitations of it. But you are going to notice different things, and you're going to be yeah. able to kind of help each other out. And also talk each other down when something's a little ridiculous or
yeah.
like, no, you really don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, that's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't, because we disagree.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not ugly. I like it.
Well, and
it is ugly, and I'm getting it anyway.
I mean, it's sort of different if it's you or me, too, given how long we've been thrifting.
Yeah.
Given how long we've known each other
yeah.
in general, but certainly how long we've been thrifting together. Yeah, it's not very often that we'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something, but I know we have had times.
Well, and there have absolutely been purchases I've made that for whatever reason, like in the heat of the moment, I'm like, this is an absolute, like, how on earth would I live without this? And then I'll get it home and be like, wait, what was
mm-hmm.
I thinking? That lamp that, like,
the Cher lamp?
Yeah, the Cher lamp that looks like it was wearing one of those, like, World War I Kaiser helmets. In a Cher wig, because it had a fringe on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was an example. And I was with Patrick. I wasn't with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Patrick doesn't have the stop button. He doesn't. But, yeah, I needed to be held back at that point. I really missed having you there.
I'm sorry. I'm not disputing your owls, but I'm just thinking of that great painting you got today, too, for $1.50.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was $1.50.
It's an original painting. It's really nice.
Yeah. And they're like, did you get it for the frame or the painting? When I got to check out, I was
really?
Like...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear that?
No, I didn't, because I was outside. Yeah. That nice man opened the door for me, so I went outside.
Oh, okay. It was... Well, the painting was $3. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, paintings are half price today. I'm like, okay. So this painting was $1.50. It's, I don't know, like 18 inches by 24 inches, maybe?
Sounds right.
Like that. And it's in this gilt frame, and it's like a scene of a hunter. Original painting.
Yeah.
And vintage-y.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, are you getting it for the painting or the frame? And I was like, well, both, obviously. It's great. Like, everything about this is great.
But
and your prices.
So we need to wrap it up. Somehow...
In that 30-minute mark, yeah.
Somehow our dogs have stayed calm through this conversation, and we can't trust that much longer. Yeah. So it's time.
I feel like I need to get my hands on some fried chicken, too.
Yeah, we have plans for dinner. So hopefully that was a helpful conversation. What about you, though?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have friends that you've tried to kind of either turn on to thrifting or who have come to you knowing that you're really good at it and asked for advice? If so, have you told them different things? How'd it work out?
Yeah. Any advice people post on Facebook, I mean, that's a great discussion for everybody to have, be you a new thrifter or a kind of a more seasoned thrifter. You know, advice is always good. And again, I feel like I'm always, even now, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Because again, that going through the store twice is completely new phenomenon. Like, within mm-hmm. the last year, probably.
Yeah, I used to feel the need to, like, really rush and get to the next store.
Yes.
And now I'm like, how much good stuff did I miss?
Yeah.
Like, in my quest to get to the next place.
Yeah. It's being mindful.
Yeah,
it is. Straight up Buddhism.
Straight up.
And on that note, everybody take care. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yep. Good luck thrifting.